All right. I'd like to call to order this January the 27th, 2022 meeting of the City of Savannah Zoning Board of Appeals. This is a quasi judicial proceeding. All those wishing to give testimony during these proceedings will please sign in. Witnesses will be sworn in prior to giving testimony. All proceedings of the Savannah Zoning Board of Appeals are recorded. Decisions of this board are final. Challenges to the decisions of this board must be filed through the Superior Court of Chatham County. If you have any cell phones or noise making devices, please silence them at this time. And if you will, stand and join me in the prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance. Father, we just thank you for this day and thank you for your presence here in this meeting. Lord, we just ask you to give us wisdom to conduct the business of this city. Lord, I pray your blessings upon the City of Savannah and the people who live here, the marriages and families. Father, just ask that your blessings upon our leaders, our mayor and council, that you give them wisdom to lead us in a right direction. Lord, that you'd raise up godly men and women to fill every place of authority that will be on board with you in your agenda and your plans and purposes. Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. I'd like to welcome, we have a new board member that's joining us online today, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Betty Jones. Mrs. Jones, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome to the zoning board, and we're glad to have you with us. We'll move on to the approval of the minutes for the December the 16th, 2021 meeting. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes? Motion made by Mr. Plunk. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Condon. Remind me again, how are we voting? Oh, yeah, that's right. Roll call. Okay. Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Evans?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Mr. Hall, are you online?
Yes. Yes and yes.
Okay. And Mrs. Jones?
Yes.
Okay. Motion passes and the minutes are approved. This evening, we'd like to have a motion to approve the final agenda.
So moved.
Mr. Plunk has made a motion to approve the final agenda. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Condon. Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Evans?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Mr. Hall?
Yes.
Mrs. Jones?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes and the final agenda is approved. If you are going to give testimony here today, whether online or in person, if you will, please stand and raise your right hand and repeat after me. I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. All right, thank you. All right, the first item is under old business for 504 proposed and east, 506 East 40th Street, a variance request to the minimum lot width, minimum lot area, and minimum parking requirements for the purpose of subdividing 21-006320.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and board members. Melissa Leto, MPC staff. This item was continued to the January 27th CBA meeting. Let's see if I can try and open this. As the applicant did not initially include a parking variance in his application, since then the applicant has revised his application to include two variances to the minimum off-street parking requirements. The subject property is located on the north side of East 40th Street, located between East Broad Street and Price Street in the Baldwin Park neighborhood within the TN2 zoning district. Subject property is a 5,520 square foot lot with an existing two-story building that the petitioner is planning to subdivide into two separate lots. The developed lot with a two-story residence, let's see if I can get a, there it is. The developed lot with a two-story residence would comply with the 30-foot lot width requirement. The undeveloped proposed lot would have 29.15 feet in lot width. Both proposed lots are approximately 92 feet in depth and have no lane access. The minimum lot dimensions for the TN2 zoning district are 30 feet in width with a minimum lot area of 3,000 square feet. One of the proposed lots would be less than 1 foot short of the required 30-foot lot width and a proposed lot area of 2,681.8 square feet. The lot with a two-story residence would have a 30-foot lot width and a 2,760 square foot lot area. The proposed subdivision would require one off-street parking space per parcel. The applicant is also requesting parking variances to the minimum requirements of one space per dwelling. Staff found there are four parcels with a lot width of 30 feet on the south side of 40th Street. So these four right here have the same lot width, and only one is providing off-street parking spaces. In review of the petition to the Historic Preservation Director, offered the following comments. There is no access to a lane to park in the rear of the properties. This is the ideal location for off-street parking in the historic district. Due to the width of the proposed lot, if the applicant were to provide a driveway off of 504 East 40th Street, then the building could only be 20 feet or less in width, which is not an appropriate building width in the historic district. If the parking were to be provided under the building access from 40th Street, this would not be an appropriate building form for the historic district. And staff has found that the proposed subdivision would allow the applicant to develop the property consistent with the historic pattern. And based on the variance criteria, staff recommends approval of the variances requested for 506 East 40th Street. Thank you. The petitioner is here, and as well as I, for answering any questions.
I've got one question. The other 30-foot lots, how wide are the buildings that are on those lots?
Buildings? Yeah. That's a good question.
I mean, are they also around the proposed 20-foot building width?
Yeah, they're not more. Our proposed is a little bit. Sorry.
We'll give you a chance in just a second.
Yeah, okay.
I would relay on the petitioner for answering that this time.
Any other questions for staff? Mr. Condon?
Thank you. So the director of the historic department has recommended that we allow it based on the fact that the building should be bigger than required to meet the setbacks.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I just want to make that that wasn't completely clear to me.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you very much.
Any other questions?
Karen Jared here.
Go ahead, Mrs. Jared.
I have a couple of questions. First, one of the letters of objection talked about the trees on the lot. And if I understand correctly, the owner of the lot of record has the right to do with trees whatever he wishes, correct?
Yes, ma'am. I contacted Green Space yesterday, and they did say that the city has no purview under private residential lots.
Okay. I just wanted to make that clear. Also, do we have any information on whether we're looking to put a single family residence on this lot or a duplex? That certainly affects the parking.
Correct. There is a lot width and lot area requirement for a duplex, even if it's like a lower and an upper story duplex or a side to side duplex. And this does not meet that requirement. It needs to be much larger. So they would not be allowed to do a duplex. And
okay.
I spoke with the applicant,
thank
and
you.
He also does not propose one.
Thank you.
Any other questions for staff? All right, hearing none, if the petitioner will please come forward. Don't forget to sign in and state your name.
I did, thank you so much. Rayfield Reeves, petitioner. I don't know, I was just interjecting to try and answer your questions about the houses across the street. Actually wasn't even aware of the one that did half off street, but they are, I think the setbacks over there are a minimum of 3 foot side yard setbacks. So it should be around 24 wide. That's, our lot will be a little bit smaller on that one. So it'll be a little less than that 24. So.
Okay. Are there any questions for the petitioner? Mrs. Jarrett, do you have any questions?
No, thank you.
Mr. Hall?
No, I did not.
Mrs. Jones, do you have any questions for the petitioner?
Not at this time.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
no questions for the petitioner. Are there any members of the public that would like to come forward and speak concerning this project? Or if you're online, use the raise your hand feature and we'll recognize you. I'm sorry, what? Mr. Heist, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Okay. First off, the bus stop that starts out in front of 502. You need 45 feet for that in front of the house, which is also going to impede the parking that would be there. That's one of the items. Also, too, the fact that the way that the original 506 was built, it was built in such a way, and this is according to some of the builders that I deal with out there. I work for a company called Builders Insurance, and I'm dealing with the sons of the people who built this subdivision. And they basically said, in cases like this, where there's a two lot situation and they built the house so close to the lot line that to impede any other building of another house, that's what they would do. And that was basically to give green space to allow for other things to happen. Being that this was built in 1920, in the 1920s, that's not a, you know, it was partially a nod to the fact that they knew that cars were coming. So I'm just, you know, from the historical point of view, you know, that's crowding in on that, and there's no place to park, really. So with that.
Do you have anything else you'd like to say? I'm sorry.
No, I think that's pretty much everything that I've got there. I mean, the tree is the tree. That's, you guys have already mentioned what's going to happen with that. So sad to see that happen.
Are there any other members of the public that would like to speak? Mrs. Heist, would you like to say something? Mrs. Heist,
yes,
you're muted.
I would like to say something, because one of the things my husband did not address is the fact that the one tree that's to the front of the property line, after speaking to the contractors, when that tree is removed, if it's not removed properly, it could have some effect to the foundation to our home, because it's sitting on the very edge of our property line. And we would need some assurance that it's not going to affect the foundation to our property, because the roots are already impeding our property. We're already dealing with the roots from that tree because of the way they're growing. So when this tree is removed, it's going to affect us, and we've already had a contractor come out and tell us this. So that's one thing. And then the other one, I don't remember if it was Melissa that was speaking to the homes across the street and how they're built when she pulled up the map. But the homes that are across the street, when she showed the map, they're not actually separate homes. So the width, there is no width between them. those are attached duplexes. So they're not detached duplexes. So those addresses are attached duplexes. So they're not single homes with, they have separate addresses, but they're an attached duplex. So there's no space in between them. So whatever 501 and 503, those are attached. And then when you go to the next set of addresses, those are attached duplexes. So unfortunately, you as MPC board members don't have a chance to go drive around and look at all of this to see what the properties actually look like. But when you're looking at your map maps online, what you're seeing is a set of addresses that are one set of property, and then the space in between, the proper amount of space, and then another duplex attached together with the two separate addresses, and then another single family home. And that's something that maybe you need to look at that map a little closer. And then bringing back the bus situation, I don't know if that was really a look at, or my husband wasn't able to bring that up as deeply as it should have been. But the bus edge will be brought right to the very middle of what would be Mr. Rayfield's property. So I'm done. Thank you for your time.
Yes, ma'am. Are there any other members of the public that would like to speak? All right, hearing none, would you like to have a chance to rebut any of the comments that have been made?
I mean, the only thing is the tree. You know what I mean? If the tree is to be removed, obviously we would
step forward, sir.
Obviously, if the tree is to be removed, it would be removed in a proper way. There's, you know, nothing that we would want to do that would damage their home in any way. So not sure exactly what that looks like, but it would be a professional arborist, licensed arborist, taking that tree down so they'd be familiar. We have consulted as well with Off the Wall Consulting about having that tree removed, so if it'll be done the correct way.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, well, at this time we'll enter into board discussion. Mrs. Jarrett, do you have anything you'd like to say?
No, thanks.
Mr. Evans.
Sure, just as to the public comment about the spacing between the lots across the street, I sort of pulled that up on Google Street View, and some of the historic units have been subdivided into duplex or triplex units, but the spacing between the lots and the setbacks between the actual structures appears to be compliant. So I think that was, when I heard that comment, I was a bit confused, and I think looking at the street view cleared it up, but there are proper setbacks, and I think this plan is consistent with that.
So the houses that exist, do they share a common wall, or are they completely separated from one another?
They are separate structures with what appears to be about 3 feet in between. It appears that you have like Victorian homes themselves that were subdivided into multiple units, but the structures themselves are all separate buildings.
Good point. You have anything else you'd like to say? All right, Mr. Plunk. No. Mr. Condon.
Nope.
Mr. Hall.
Nothing.
And Mrs. Jones, do you have anything you'd like to say?
No.
Okay, if there's no more discussion, the chair will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve the variance.
Second.
All right, Mr. Evans has made a motion to approve the variances that are requested, and Mr. Plunk has made a second. Is there any discussion on the motion? All right, hearing none. Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Evans?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Mr. Hall?
Yes.
And Mrs. Jones?
Yes.
All right, the motion passes and the variances are approved. Next, we're going to move on to 1108 Stiles Avenue, side yard setback variance request. 21-006319.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning. The next item on the agenda is a petition for 1108 Stiles Avenue. The applicant is requesting a one-foot encroachment to the side yard setback requirement for the roof overhang for a proposed new single-family residence at that address. This is a map showing the subject property. It's located on the west side of Stiles Avenue between Darwin Street and Felder Street. It is within the TR2 zoning district. Within that zoning district, the minimum lot area requirement is 3,000 square feet for single-family detached residential and a 30-foot lot width. This particular property is 30 feet in width, but only 84 feet deep, so it's approximately 2,600 square feet, making it legally non-conforming. It is an existing lot of record. Relative to the proposed encroachment, the zoning ordinance states in section 4-3 that eave or roof overhangs and awnings may project up to 2 feet, provided that such extension is at least 3 feet from the property line. Its lower edge is at least 8 feet above the ground and is located at least 5 feet from any other building. The petitioner is proposing a 1 foot encroachment. Where this provision allows roof overhangs to encroach the setback, as long as they're 2 feet from the property line, the applicant is proposing their overhangs be, let me repeat that for clarity. Where the provision allows roof overhangs to encroach, as long as they're 3 feet from the property line, the applicant is proposing their overhangs be 2 feet from the property line. And this is a concept plan provided by the applicant, which shows the existing lot highlighted in yellow here and the proposed single family residence. As you can see, and I'm going to show you in a different exhibit here, the subject property does abut an existing city lane to the north. And north of that lane is another residence, which is located here. There is one vacant lot on the north side of the lane. And I show that just to exhibit the separation between the subject property and the nearest adjacent house. In this exhibit, you can see the highlighted area being the subject property. The existing lane located here, a single vacant lot, and then a single family residence. And on the south side, this property does abut another developed property. However, they're approximately 30 feet between the subject property and the next closest residence. So you can see here a little better that these properties do abut, so this is not a separate lot. In review of the issues on this site, staff did consider the fact that the lot is legally non-conforming. Although it is a 30-foot wide lot, the relief granted, if granted, we found would not impact any adjacent properties because of the separation between the closest existing residence to the south, as well as the fact that it's separated by a lane to the closest existing property to the north. And with the configuration of this lot being the only one of few lots, I should say, that have these dimensions in the area, staff did find that relief would not impair the intent of the ordinance, and we are recommending approval of the proposed encroachment.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions for staff?
I had one.
Go ahead.
Is the lane used for like trash service or anything?
It does not appear to be used at this point by the city, at least, because it is an unimproved lane. I can't verify with certainty that homeowners do not use the lane. They may, the residents that abut the lane, but it does not appear to be used based on our visual inspection.
Thank you.
Did you determine who owns the lane?
It is a city-owned lane. Yes, sir.
Any other questions for staff? Okay, we're hearing none. Would the petitioner like to say anything?
Are you on?
This is Robert
Portman. He's online.
With Portman Architects. I just want to say thank you to ZBA and MPC staff, as well as to Thomas Bolton for assistance with this petition. And that's really all I need to say. This will be a nice improvement along Stiles Avenue that will go along with the arena down the street, as well as the Savannah Bee Company that's going in. So there's going to be a lot of nice improvement going along Stiles. So we hope, and we're pleased with our client to go ahead and put some money and develop this lot. And I just want to say thank you.
Okay. Are there any questions for the petitioner?
Karen Jarrett here.
Go ahead, Mrs. Jarrett.
It looks like that you intend to use the lane to access parking behind the building. Do you see any issues with that? What's the condition of the lane? It looks like it's grassed right now in this picture.
It's grassed right now. I got my SUV up on it to put the sign up. It's accessible.
No curbing to stop you from getting in it?
No, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
Any other questions for the petitioner? All right. Hearing none, are there any members of the public that would like to speak concerning this petition? Use the raise your hand feature if you're online. All right. No members of the public wish to speak. Mrs. Jarrett, do you have anything you'd like to say?
No, thank you.
Mr. Evans? No, thank you. Mr. Plunk?
No, thank you.
Mr. Condon?
No, thank you.
Mr. Hall?
No, sir.
Mrs. Jones?
No.
Okay, well, would someone like to make a motion?
Motion to approve staff recommendation.
All right, Mr. Plunk has made a motion to approve staff recommendation and grant the variance. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Evans. Is there any discussion on the motion? All right, hearing none, Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Evans?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Mr. Hall?
Yes.
And Mrs. Jones?
Yes.
All right, the motion passes and the variance is approved. Seeing there is no other business to discuss, I'd like to call this meeting adjourned.